Record religious motivated violence hits India. Economic collapse threatens Eurasia. And illiteracy doesn't stop the Holy Spirit. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder, Dateline, India. At just over 300 days into Prime Minister Narendra Modi's administration, religious freedom is in bad shape. The record of religiously motivated attacks by Hindu extremists, more than one every 2 days. Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton, wonders,
this is what's happened in 300 days. Imagine what will happen in 5 years or 10 years or longer if all of this has just taken 300 days.
More than a policy change, it's been a shift in atmosphere that has Christians concerned. Hindu extremists are attacking with impunity.
This government is not going to hold them accountable. They're not going to charge them, put them in jail for long periods of time. The Christians know we're targets now. The government is not going to protect us like we have counted on in the past.
It's risky work, but Nettleton says the followers of Christ are still sharing their stories.
We're going to do what God has called us to do, and so their response has been one of not being intimidated and not being discouraged.
Will you join us in praying boldness and wisdom for them? Next, the Islamic State isn't just putting up shop in Pakistan. They've got their eyes on all of Central Asia. Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International.
Maybe ISIS is losing steam in some areas, some holdings that they have had in Syria or Iraq, but they're gaining steam in other areas.
Turkmenistan has sent defense forces to its border to guard against ISIS. A new recruitment video is calling Afghans to wage jihad against Jews and Christians. Allen says many terrorist groups in Pakistan are answering that call.
If ISIS says jump, some of these groups will say, how high?
FMI-supported pastors are responding by teaching Christians how to avoid trouble yet still share the gospel.
Our churches are preparing people. Our national leadership teams are holding a special conference. We have a lot of good things coming up, even in the midst of all this havoc.
Visit us at missionnews.org for details. This is Mission Network News. There's the European Union, now the Eurasia Economic Union. Presidents of Belarus, Kazakhstan, and Russia met together to map out a strategy for addressing what some are calling an economic collapse. Joel Griffith of Slavic Gospel Association says one thing is missing from this crisis.
We have not yet seen bankruptcies take place there, shrinkage of industrial production, or mass unemployment. How much of that is because the government's propping up certain things? It's a really good question.
More former Soviet bloc nations want into the EU. Griffith wonders if this will affect Christian families and evangelism. He says these colossal problems are forcing people to ask questions.
They're really struggling to try to make sense of it all, and they begin to wrestle with some of these eternal questions. Why is this happening? That creates such an open door then for the churches to come in with the eternal hope of the gospel.
Elsewhere, did you ever think the worst thing that ever happened to you could probably be the best thing? Well, that's exactly what happened to Jocelyn, a woman with Buckner International's Family Place program in the U.S. Jocelyn has a traumatic testimony filled with abuse and addictions, but God saved her. She now uses her past to help others, and she sees the hope and goodness of God. Pray for continued protection for Jocelyn and her two daughters as they continue in the Buckner Family Place program. And finally, a man who called himself a Christian was devoted to alcohol, not Christianity. A worker with Gospel for Asia gave him a copy of the New Testament. Even though he was illiterate, he asked his son to read it aloud. As he listened to God's Word every day, his heart was stirred and he slowly put away his alcohol habits and his life began to change. He started attending church and decided to entrust his life with Jesus forever. Support GFA's Bible distribution work. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. ISIS is all over the news. Persecution is an everyday reality for Christians choosing faith over survival. With your gift to M&N, I'll send you a copy of Tom Doyle's new book called Killing Christians, Living the Faith Where It's Not Safe to Believe. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Killing Christians link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.